Welcome to It Ain't Over, a multi-monthly podcast exploring the ever-changing world that is technology. Brought to you by Rich Web, a full-service IT company located in Ashland, Virginia, specializing in cloud-managed services, helping business owners be more profitable by letting our experienced team manage their IT network so they can manage their business. Rich Web, driving enterprise IT. And now, it ain't over.
Thanks, Stephanie. We appreciate that. Welcome to the second show of It Ain't Over, because IT is ever-changing. Today's topic, backups, when is enough enough? John and Mark carry on their conversation from the other day.
It's very common for a customer to have a false sense of security about backups when she can always go into the back room and look at her server and say, I know where it is. I'll change the tapes out next week because I'm busy this week, or I'll buy a new backup drive next week because this one's full, but I don't have time to do it today. It's easier to fall into that false sense of security. Murphy's Law, it's usually going to burn you at the most inopportune time. Backups are something, and not just backups, but also the health of those server arrays, the drive arrays, are something that customers are notoriously poor at monitoring. We'll see this all the time where customers are responsible for their own backups or the health of their own server. And we'll come out to do an audit, for example, talking to a new customer. And on their server array, they may have an array of six drives. And if as long as five or four of those drives are up and running, they're good. We look at the server and one light's flashing red and one light's flashing yellow, about to die. And you're in a situation where all it takes is one more of those drives to fail and the customer could have a loss of all their data. Restoration is not a 1 hour, 2 hour, it's usually an all-day project, if not worse. And if the backups, if you actually have to restore a failed physical server, and oh yeah, by the way, your backups aren't in good state, you could be talking about permanent loss of data and having months, if not years, of transactions, of data, of reports, of historical, financial, whatever. It could take a business that was thriving and shut it down.
So what do you do in the cloud services arena that makes your backups better than what you just talked about?
I wouldn't necessarily say they're better. I think in some cases they're easier. When we virtualize a customer server, that entire server, instead of being a piece of hardware, becomes a file that sits on a server, on one of our servers in the cloud. We can then run two types of backups. We can run a full snapshot on that, which means we take every bit, every byte, every piece of data on that entire virtual server, and we can back it up. And so if something happens to it, we can recover it. We also can do what are called file-level backups. The first type of backup I mentioned was an image-level or a full snapshot backup. We also have software that we use, Global Web's RBS product, that allows us to take file-based archives of any and all file content on that server. So, for example, if you have a file share with 500 projects in there and 50, 60, 70,000 files, users that are constantly updating spreadsheets, storing PDFs, editing Word files for projects, you'd want to have that file archive backed up on a daily basis. And if one of those files is lost, let's say you just lost, for whatever reason, somebody saved over top of a critical account file at 11:30 a.m., you're going to want to be able to go back to 11:29 a.m. and find the contents of that file. And that's something that the file-level backups can do a much better job of. If you need a full VM restore, a full virtual machine restore from Snapshot, that could take the better part of a day, and you're going to basically lose all that intermediate data. File-level backups allow you to recover exactly the exact contents of that file right before it was deleted.
So you're watching those blinking lights, so you're going to know when that drive starts to go bad by watching blinking lights?
Nobody will know that, because everyone takes for granted that computers work and work and work forever until the day they don't work. Then everyone gets really upset and they're poorly prepared for it. So we use programs like PRTG that are called Network Management, NMS, Network Management Systems. And what PRTG does basically is it watches those arrays for us. So PRTG will send us a proactive alert. So when that customer's first drive dies, we know about it. We can go out and replace it. Typically in a properly configured array, i.e. one that we've done, you can lose at least two, or if not more, drives before you lose your entire array. PRTG needs to notify us when that first drive is lost, because what happened, this is a commonly misunderstood thing that causes lots of loss of data for customers all over the world. Customers think that, oh well, if I've got a spare drive and the spare drive failed, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal, because the actual process of rebuilding an array put stress on the array. So if you're the guy who likes to procrastinate and postpone, and let's say you have a drive that dies in server, and you realize it, but, well, okay, I'll get to it tomorrow, I'll be fine. The longer you wait, the chances go up day by day that the that when you actually go to rebuild your array, you'll have a complete loss of data. So it's very important for us to know right away. And PRTG will actually be able to tell us, because it talks to the server hardware itself. PRTG will be able to tell us when a drive is starting to go bad. So we can actually replace that drive before it's failed all the way. And that RAID array can then rebuild, and it'll be healthy. We won't stand the chance of having a customer drop their array or lose their data.
Thanks, Mark and John. We appreciate that. Next time on It Ain't Over, we'll actually be talking to some of the engineers from PRTG Monitoring, from Paceler Corporation, and find out more about what they offer and why it's good to be so sensitive. Don't forget to check out our social media areas on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube channel, and our blog site, theinternetengineers.com.